Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And there we are for hour number two as we bring you until 8 o'clock this evening. Larry Bluestein, Stephen will take the ride with me up until 8. And if you missed anything in the first hour, any of the interviews that we had, and we had some really good ones with Coach Rocco Casullo from Western High School, from Cypress Bay High School. Also, Jason Beatty, who covers UCF, talked a little bit about UCF spring game and Gus Malzahn's debut in Orlando. And also, we talked to Coach Bill Reichel of St. Thomas University in the first hour, just about the program, kind of crazy year as it's been for everybody, but you kind of like to hear those stories over and over again. He had some really good things to say, as did Jason and Rocco and all the guests that we will be having this evening. Just go to WQAM.com. We're part of Odyssey now, and you'll see at the top of the page where it says On Demand or the podcast. Now it says a podcast. Just click on it or glide right over it. You'll see South Florida High School Sports, and you will get our interviews that we have up every single week. Every single week. And just a program note, next week we'll be on Wednesday night, 8 to 10. Okay, so that's a program note. We'll remind you on our social media at Larry Bluestein or any of the ways that you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you may follow us. But we will have all that information as we do every single week, to tell you and to fill you in on what's going on and when we're on, and as we did today with our guest. In just a few minutes, we're expecting to talk to Coach Willie Taggart, head coach at FAU, after his first year. Again, another first-year coach had had, you know, it was trying times, to say the least. We heard that from a lot of people. Also, we'll talk to Jerry Hamilton from ESPN. He does the recruiting, does the Under Armour game, does a lot of things. We'll talk to him about some of the things going on recruiting-wise. And that's always important. You know, how has it affected them? They didn't have an Under Armour game or an All-American game last year. The one that's played in the San Antonio, it used to be Army, not Army anymore. But they didn't have that, so we'll talk to him as well. About 7:30 or so, we'll check in with Shannon Jordan. Does recruiting for Prep Red Zone Florida. We'll check in with him and just talk about recruiting. And just as I said, he's a father of an athlete, and that's why he got into this, because getting run around all the time, getting, you know, lied to, and being pointed in all different directions. Shannon's now promoting kids for Prep Red Zone Florida. We'll talk to him as well, and as well as Coach Derek Gibson, so from Miami Killian. Derek, former Florida State star, former Killian star, played in the NFL for a minute, and had an opportunity now to turn his alma mater around at Killian, where he's got a lot of athletes. But as I said, we start hour number two off with a coach who has been there, done that, a lot of places. Watched him in high school. I've watched him coach, and he's done an awesome job at every step. We're happy to have Coach Willie Taggart from Florida Atlantic University on with us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time with us on a Monday night.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad that we follow you everywhere. You do great. Get the kids. And I am just unbelievably happy for you because you landed in a spot where you guys hit the ground running. Even during the pandemic, was never easy. And it was a year where you kind of just like said, you know what? We're gonna lay the groundwork any way possible. You did. You had a really good spring. And talk about year one.
Well, year one was interesting. I think it was interesting for everyone, you know, because it was a year like no other with the pandemic. And with the pandemic, I mean, we had to adjust with a lot of things that you're accustomed to doing as a coach and as players. Things you do year round, those things had to change because of the pandemic, you know. So getting used to those changes, which was pretty cool. I mean, to try new things, new ways of doing things. But I thought it was very challenging being a first year staff, getting in and trying to get to know your new team and just the new school that you're at, trying to get to know everything, and you weren't able to get to do a lot of those things in the springtime like you normally do. So it was challenging from that standpoint of getting to know each other and getting on the same page. But we found a way to try to get through it, and it was good to have a season.
You know, too, you surround yourself with a lot of people who think like you, your assistant coaches, mm-hmm. support staff, mm-hmm. everybody. So that's always something that's really, really soothing to you, because while you're mm-hmm. worrying about 900,000 other things, there's maybe these other 100,000 things that they could take care of. Talk about that, because I think that's important. You know, I posed that question to Manny Diaz last week about him being the defensive coordinator and the head coach, and he says sometimes you got to have a staff that you could depend on, and I'm sure you feel that same way.
No doubt, and I think that's one of the most important things you can do as a head coach is putting together the best staff you can have and trying to put some guys around you smarter than you and that can help you. And again, they all are pros, and you have so many young people that you're dealing with, not just young people, but support staff and all. And so you need everyone to be on the A game. And when you can have a staff where they all pros and get the job done, it makes your job so much easier. And to be quite right. honest with you, that's why you hired them, to come there to help you do your job, you know. But when you have a really good staff, it helps sell your vision, and it helps everyone get on the same page a lot quicker.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Willie Taggart joining us, head coach at Florida Atlantic University, the Owls, FAU. And, Coach, here's the thing, too. Wherever you've been, you've always tapped into that local recruiting market. Tampa, whether you were at FSU, no matter where you've been, you've always been able to embrace that local recruiting market. And that's the one thing I remember when you got the job. The one thing that you said is, you know, people wait a long time to get in a region like this to recruit. And, you know, and believe it or not, some people don't take advantage of it. But I know the way you're structured. I know the athletes that you go after. And this is like gold for you, because you have 150 to 200 miles surrounding your campus that there's some kids that can play.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is heaven for us being down here. So many tremendous athletes just in this Tri-County area, Palm Beach, Broward, and Bay County. There's just so many athletes in that area that you can choose from. And, again, this is gold for us. You can just get on your bike and ride down the street and find a couple guys. So, but, you know, it's great. And it's in a nice area here in Boca. And again, to be able – I haven't been in a place where you can touch so many without going so far, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what's special about this place. And from the beginning, we said that's what we wanted to do is take care of the state of FAU, which is those three counties, the Tri-County area, knowing that if we do a great job of recruiting there, we set ourselves a great foundation of what we're trying to be as a program.
You made a great point, because Boca, while it's not considered one of the largest cities, you have a school there that is one of the largest schools and has student body that, whether they're, you know, whether they're commuter or whether they're on campus, I mean, they're still supportive of the school, the supportive of what goes on. I mean, it potentially, I mean, you have quite an audience there. You know, I mean, for an area like that, that's amazing.
Oh, no doubt. And you just think about it. We're still a young program that's continue to grow, and we're growing in every aspect. And I think, you know, with our program, you think about what our program been able to accomplish over the last 4 or 5 years, and to be able to continue to build off of that is huge. And we need to, as a football team, to continue to build off of those winning traditions so that we can go places that this program never been before.
Yeah. No doubt. Willie Taggart's joining us. He's the head coach at FAU. And Spring, you saw a couple of kids who just got into your program do very well in the spring game, during spring. The young man from Northwestern, the running back who had an outstanding spring game. Talk about when you see that happening, because that's like lightning. I mean, he's supposed to still be in high school, and here he is performing on a collegiate stage. Talk about that and what it means to you and the program to have young kids come in and at least infuse the team.
Well, I mean, as a coach, and you have a freshman come in and do some really good things, you're excited knowing that you're going to have them for a while. You know, and it was great to have these guys here doing spring ball. You know, they actually get an advantage on getting ahead on the season by coming in the spring and being able to work out in the weight room and go out on the practice field and learn the plays and things of that nature. So that's been good for us. And we had some young guys that came in this spring and done a great job. Zoo Berry, the guy you was mentioned.
Yeah, Mobley.
That running back. You know, he did a great job this spring. Jamal Edrin, a local kid. He did a good job this spring, stepping up, making plays for us. You know, we had a couple transfers came in. Michael Johnson at quarterback and Johnny Ford at running back, who both have come in and really done some good things for us. So it's been good, you know. And the thing with Larry was just, for us, it was great to have a spring practice.
Yes.
You know, we didn't get to do that last year, and to do that now and really have a better understanding of your team is, oh man, it's a lifesaver.
And now for you, I mean, this is going to be another summer of hard work, but plus still getting a chance to meet the people in the area and going out and speaking a lot of places and showing people how much you care about them, supporting you. And obviously that's essential. I mean, especially, you know, in any program you run, whether it's Tallahassee, Eugene, or Boca Raton, you got to kind of, you know, show them and you know, that you're part of the landscape and certainly this football program too. I know you're having a lot of fun. I know this is what you love to do. You love coaching. It's been in you forever. I mean, all the way back to Bradenton, and I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Bradenton's alive with talent these days too, so certainly I know you guys will make your way over there as well. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. I'd like to officially welcome you now that the pandemic is winding down. And well, I know that you have the summer camps coming. I know that I saw the NCAA is going to loosen their belt. I know you'll take full advantage of that because you get a chance to see a lot of kids. Coach, again, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
And thank you very much, Larry. And go out.
Yep. Willie Taggart, the head coach at FAU. Good guy. Hard worker. Glad he's here. Whether it's for a couple years or a long run, he's here. He's infusing the program with his knowledge and getting a lot of the kids, and has good. He's given a lot of opportunities to kids, and that's what I like, especially the South Florida kids. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we will talk a little high school football. Miami Killian head coach Derek Gibson is next. Yes, Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Steven, and we'll take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Don't forget all our interviews that we've had this evening, and we have a lot of them, including Willie Taggart just now, and are up on our WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and you will see. It'll say On Demand, and you'll see us right up the top under podcasts. And you could go and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of interviews, college coaches, high school coaches, players and all, and we have it all up there for you. As we said, spring not far away, a couple of weeks away. High school teams across South Florida getting ready, and one of them that has a very promising outlook are the Killian Cougars. And head coach Derek Gibson is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate it, and hope all is healthy with you guys and all is well this time of year.
Hey, thanks for having me, Blue.
Obviously, this is a new year coming up. Different teams in your region now, and but obviously you can't be consumed with others. You got to be consumed with yourself, and you guys have put together some pretty good kids, and they're working hard. I see them at a lot of events. Talk about coming back to the alma mater and spending a couple of years there again. And what's it like this time around?
Well, Blue, I'm going into year three. This year, I got a lot more young kids. I lost a great bunch of kids I had last year. It's going to be hard to replace those guys. But, you know, I got a lot of, you know, hungry guys working hard in the weight room and on the field trying to get better each and every day.
I know one thing, when you take a look, Coach, at a lot of these kids, they're really put a lot of work into this sport. I mean, they go year-round. They do seven-on-sevens. They go to camps. They go to combines. They go to pickup games. I think we did a lot of that, but it wasn't as organized. Talk about that and how that has given these kids of today a huge edge because they never really stop.
I mean, well, like you just said, Blue, 707, that goes all the way up into the summer almost. So these kids, they work year-round. You have basically high school teams creating their own 707 just because they know their kids trying to play it. So, and kids working out, you know, 7 days a week these days. So it's getting crazy these days. But one thing about it, though, it gives a lot of guys exposure, you know, and a lot of internet, you know, social media clips and stuff. So they just keep doing their thing. Only thing, we just got to coach them back up when we get them back, to be honest with you, though, Blue.
Yeah, no doubt. But here's the thing, too. When you were playing, you didn't have this many exposure opportunities.
I have none of
that. I mean, obviously you rose above everybody, but there were guys who were marginal players that you have now that you're trying to get looks for, and it's a lot easier for you to send them to a camp or a combine or somewhere else where they could get noticed, where you didn't have that back in the day. Talk about that, because I don't think the kids appreciate what they have now.
I mean, Blue, you look at what colleges are doing now, even when, you know, they had the satellite camps where you get 10 or 12 schools at one camp and the kid could get looked at by that many schools at one time. Back when I was coming out, that was unheard of. I probably went to one camp as a high schooler, Blue. So nowadays you have satellite camps. You got kids could travel. I mean, we take kids on tours about, you know, 7-8 days and they visit all these colleges. You know, so now it's more exposure for these kids coming up. And, I mean, a lot of kids take advantage of it, so we got to keep pushing that.
Yeah, no doubt. Derek Gibson, the head coach at Miami Killian, joining us. And, you know, you take a look at high school football today as it was maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago. Like, there's more opportunities. There's more money spent on recruiting by colleges. I remember when you were coming out, obviously, I mean, you were in a group, but, there wasn't the West Coast, and there wasn't like it is now. I mean, it thinks nothing of these 7-on-7s to go to Dallas or L.A. or right. Vegas. And here's coaches who are come from Oregon and Washington. All they have to do is come out there, and they're seeing kids from South Miami, Florida. A great opportunity. Talk about that, because I think that exposure nationally was unheard of 15, 20 years ago.
I mean, I just had a bunch of kids. They just came back from Dallas, and they performed well. And, you know, I got coaches from Texas calling me now, like, hey, what about this young linebacker you have here? So, I mean, end of the day, I mean, the more opportunity these kids get to get in front of these college coaches, the better it is these days. Because, like I tell my kids, you're not just competing against kids in Dade County. You're competing against kids across the country. So, sure. As long as we keep getting exposure, I make sure they keep trying to get it.
Right. You take a look too, Coach. You know, I mean, like here, Florida State had their spring game over the weekend, and obviously a lot of kids from South Florida went up. What an advantage, because in the past, I think that, you know, they would have a spring game like Alabama would have the same day, but Florida State was a standalone spring game. Talk about that advantage. I know it's 7-hour drive, but still, the kids, and there were a lot, they're maybe 150, 200 kids from South Florida that went. Talk about the advantage for Coach Norville and Florida State by getting that much attention.
Hey, Blue, trust me, I took about 12 kids of my own up there. So, you mean it was a whole bunch of kids up there, a great atmosphere. The only thing was bad about it was the dead period for the coaches. So, but the kids got a chance to see the campus, watch the game, and interact with the current Seminole, so that was a great experience for most of the kids. So, I mean, I think they had the ups, but, you know, the sad part, they just couldn't talk to them, but, you know, the players did. So, yeah, one thing about recruiting, if the players like it, guess what? The incoming freshmen, they should like it too, so.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That could, you know, it's maybe overrated that you get to meet the coaches, because how are they ever going to remember you? There's 1,000 kids coming at them at once to shake their hands. So that was more beneficial that they got to see the campus. I know I saw pictures that Snoop was up there, and a lot of the guys, yourself and a lot of the former FSU guys made it a point to go up there this year, kind of to rally the program around and stuff. I think that's neat. A great opportunity for these kids. Great town, great campus, great stadium. Get a chance to take pictures all around the area. And the kids that you brought up, kind of, I'm sure they enjoyed their time.
Trust me. I mean, all the kids I brought. And one thing about Tallahassee, it's a great college town. And, I mean, you don't just have Florida State there. You also have FAMU, man. What FAMU is going over there. Is this, I mean, Billy and Coach Simmons, they're doing a wonderful job with just their facilities. Brand new locker room. They are doing the stadium. So they're doing great things also over there. I got a chance to, you know, take the kids over there as well. So Tallahassee is coming up. So it's doing a good thing up there right now.
Yeah, Billy's a good man, and they're doing, like you said, they have a lot of athletes up in that area, and FAM always has had some really good kids, you know, come to it. You know, for one reason or another, they end up there, but they do good, and you know, we were talking about a couple of them last week, and then as FSU, and you look at that program, and I was talking to somebody today, being the way they are, and with the legacies, and with all the families that went there, it's not going to be too long before they're right back in the mix again. I mean, I think Coach Norville is a good coach. He has a good philosophy. He's a proven guy. He's done it before, you know, surrounding himself. I'm glad he kept a couple of former Seminoles on staff. And you know how it is. All it takes is 2 good years, and then all of a sudden you're back in the mix. And obviously it's exciting. So this year your spring starts in 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. So talk about that, what you're looking to accomplish this spring.
I'm very excited about this upcoming spring. I just want to come out of spring healthy, to be honest with you. I got a lot of, you know, great young pieces I have in place that I'm just ready to evaluate and see how this thing goes. I'm going to play in a big jamboree at the end, probably in Palm Beach. So, I mean, we're ready to get this thing going. So we're trying to, you know, put it together right now as we speak. You know, I'm just trying to create depth as we go into spring. I pretty much know who my guy's going to be. But, you know, I want to create depth and, you know, get ready for the season.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Okay, I appreciate it, Blue.
Good job. Coach Derek Gibson, head coach at Miami Killian, former, I guess you're never a former, he's a Florida State Seminole, and was up there during the weekend. I'm glad. I mean, I heard a lot of good things about, you know, a lot of kids from all over the state of Florida went up there and had a great time. And I'm glad. I'm glad for them. And I know that this week, yeah, I think Miami's is closed, I believe. But Florida Memorial, as we talked last week with Coach Ice Harris, they're open on Friday night at Traz Powell Stadium. That's going to be a pretty neat little deal to have their spring game going on. And, yeah, it's good to have it back in one shape or form, and certainly we needed that. Football needed that, and I'm glad. Now we turn our attention back to recruiting, as we were just talking about that. I told you before, Shannon Jordan's son was getting recruited, and Shannon saw all the pitfalls and all the craziness that went along with it, so he decided, you know what, once his son got into college, he'd start helping guys, and because he knew the deal from going through it before, and now he's doing an awesome job as a recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone Florida. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Shannon, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your evening on a Monday.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, you know, you heard me tell Ed. I mean, your son was going through the recruiting process, and things didn't look, as they say, kosher quite a few times when people were recruiting him the way they did it. And then you did a little research, you got a little more involved in it, and talk about that, because I think that what you've done now has channeled everything into what you do to promote the kids. But you have an understanding of the process where most parents don't. Talk about that, and I think that's important.
Yeah, my son had a really good senior season, you know, and what really hurt him was the early signing period, because the big schools are already full. So, you know, come the end of the season, they're not really looking for any more players. So he was struggling to get noticed, and he had some Division II, III offers and stuff, and he had one Division I offer from Charleston Southern and took it, and he's there now. So
yeah, but you saw the stuff that went along with it though, and I mean,
I heard you talk to the last guest, and there's a lot of these satellite camps and stuff, and what happens there is You pay this money to get into them, and you're trying to get seen. And what happens is these 3-, 4-, and 5-star kids are there, and they're getting brought to the front of the line. So the other kids that are trying to get seen like they are just getting really pushed back. So you got to watch out for a lot of things that go on with that. And then, you know, a lot of kids aren't getting a lot of help from their schools. When I got into this, you can really tell which high schools go above and beyond and which ones really don't. Right. And Florida's such a hotbed of talent that there's so many kids falling through the cracks that don't ever even get noticed or promoted or anything. And so I saw how it went down with my son, and I just felt like a calling to try to help some kids out to get seen, to be able to go fulfill their dreams.
Yeah, and you've done a great job with the Prep Red Zone Florida. You and I have done a pretty great job of getting those kids exposure every day, doing profiles and stuff, getting a chance to, you know, to put them out there. And now that college coaches could subscribe to, you know, to recruiting service pages like this, it's good, because now they get the exposure. What kind of kids do you look for? Because I know that you do a lot of under the radar kids, underexposed kids, which is awesome, because you know as well as I do, a million more kids play Division II and III than they'll ever play Power Five. So you have an audience,
exactly.
You have a built-in audience, Shannon. Talk about that and how you promote them. You go around the entire state and do it, not just Tampa, but you do it in Pensacola and Jacksonville and South Florida. Do you just pick out kids that you think, hey, this kid's, you know, he's a player, but he's not getting any looks at all?
Yeah, I try to go by the regions, I go through each school. I mean, you could attest to that with all the stuff I write. I go through each school. And I'm focusing on a certain position that day. And so I go in there and I try to find kids. And, yeah, I try to find kids that I think could play at the next level and that should be getting some looks. And so, I go in there and I watch their film and I just kind of, you know, do a write up for them and try to help them any way I can. I mean, like I said, there's so many kids in the state that are just falling through the cracks and not really getting any help. And that's what drove me to do this. And what I liked about Prep Red Zone Florida is when, you know, you asked me to come on with you and stuff, like, there's so many different places that focus on 3, 4, and 5 stars. There's no one that focuses on kids with no stars. There's not. No. And so that's where I felt like that's where I needed to be. So if I help out one kid, then I think I've done pretty good. So.
Yeah, no, you have. You've done an awesome job. Shannon Jordan joining us, recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone Florida, and certainly with the opportunity, as you said, to go to every reach of the state. I mean, you from Key West to Pensacola is like driving 2 states. I mean, you know, so, I mean, and you're still in the same state. People still look at you, you know, and I'm like you. I feel that the panhandle region of the state gets shortchanged. Obviously, because there are times when you think about it, there's only 2 states that have this, Texas and Florida, that have actually their state is split by a time zone. So obviously, it's not easy, being in the same state, but being an hour behind. And especially when you travel, because let's say you're in Tallahassee and you go play, you know, in Pensacola or Fort Walton Beach or stuff, you still lose the hour or gain the hour, you know, either way. So it's crazy that and that's like a playoff game. I seen that first round playoff game a couple of years ago, I think a first or second round playoff game where St. Augustine had to go to Pensacola. What? I mean, you talk about a day trip. I mean, you're talking a good 6-7 hours and a time change, coming back. Mm-hmm. And so if the average person doesn't take the opportunity, you know, college coaches aren't going to waste their time to go into Pensacola and, you know, for any extended period, so they don't get a chance to see some of those other areas outside. And yeah, I often feel sorry for those areas because they're really underexposed, but those are the areas that you attack. And I read about it. I mean, you've had running backs from the area and quarterbacks and you break them down, you run their film and stuff. Talk about that, because that's additional exposure. That's something where a lot of people who may follow you have an opportunity to, to check that out, and even college coaches. Now I'm seeing that we're having more college coaches that are following the site, which is a good thing at all levels. Yeah, talk about that, because now you're playing. Now you're playing to an audience.
Yeah, I find a lot of kids that, I mean, like I do. They're Florida is loaded with 3, 4, 5 star kids, but I see a lot of kids that have no stars that are just as good, if not better. And for some reason or another, they're not really seen. And so, I watched film and wrote about a kid last week, Brendan Hall from Dixie County, wide receiver. Right. He's an unbelievable player. Unbelievable. Doesn't have
right
a single
offer. Right near
Gainesville,
right in the Gainesville area.
Yeah, doesn't have a single offer. And I was stunned because I'm watching this kid and I'm like, man, he's better than, all the kids that are getting recruited highly in this state.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of that happens. And so, I watch their film. I go and try to find them on Twitter. I look up, see if they've got any offers. A lot of times a lot of these kids don't even have a lot of followers. So that's who I try to, focus on the most. I will include all the good players too that are here, of course, because they play here too. So, but I really like to try and find, kids that are not getting help at all and not getting noticed, and that I know could play at the next level at some school.
Yeah, no doubt. We have a ton of them listening to us. So if you want them to send you some tape, how are they going to reach you they could get some tape to you so you could review them and get them out there?
Yeah, you could go to my Twitter. It's @n_huddle. Or you could go to our @ Prep Red Zone Florida and DM us.
That's it. So, and we'll get them right up there.
You get to us that way.
Good stuff. Shannon, I appreciate you joining us. It was a pleasure. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that people do things for different reasons. And in your case, it was because of the way that a lot of recruits were being treated and being ignored, and your son especially. So it kind of opened your eyes to it, and I'm glad it did. And glad you have you aboard. And certainly, I hope you'll come on with us again. This was fun, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, absolutely, Larry. Thank you for having me. And I just want to thank you, because you were the first person to ever put my son out on Twitter. You were the first person to ever do it. And I know I direct messaged you before I ever even started doing this, and thanked you for it, because, you know, you have a wide audience, and it really helped him. So thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shannon. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
Good stuff. Shannon Jordan, recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone, Florida, and does a great job. Like he said, he gets the little guys out there. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up for a Monday evening. Jerry Hamilton from ESPN Recruiting is next. Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. South Florida High School Sports, Larry Bluestein, Steven with you for a few more minutes. We thank Shannon Jordan from Prep Red Zone, Florida, and Derek Gibson, Coach Derek Gibson from Miami Killian for joining us and talking a little bit of the football, especially spring football. And Shannon was talking about some of the recruiting that's going on. And now we're just waiting to hook up with Jerry Hamilton. And, let me see. Did you call him yet or no? Let me see. I'm going to give him our number there, Steven. So just in case. But just let me know when he's on so we could get him. That's live radio, as you know. So I'll take a sip of water as we're waiting. So just if you want to get any of the interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com to the top of the website, and you'll see podcast, and then you'll see South Florida High School Sports website, and the podcast will be there, and this next gentleman will be one of the featured guests of this evening, and I've known him for a long time, does an awesome job with recruiting and ESPN and the Under Armour game and such, Jerry Hamilton, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time from Texas, as it may be. You left our beautiful Jupiter and our area, but back home, so to speak. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, great to be on, Larry. And yeah, I'm back and forth a lot, and you know, it's great. I mean, how lucky am I? You know, been in this business about 20 years now. I get to bounce back and forth to the two best high school states in America, most yep. talented states. And so, growing up a Texas high school coach's kid, man, I've been really lucky to work in this business as long as I have.
Yeah, and you've done a great job. I mean, you're a great evaluator of talent. I listened to you for a long time. You and I talk a lot about some of the kids. And you take a look at the period that's gone on in the last year. You know, obviously no All-Star games, which kind of hurt, you know, because these kids so much look forward to appearing in them and
absolutely.
Having the few days down here. Talk about that, and now as the camps now, I see they're loosening up, and now they're getting more and more big time kids coming to them, setting the stage for this next cycle of games.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting last year. You know, after the Under Armour camps and all the camp circuit got shut down, we ended up having a few camps in July, but with no one on one, and we structured the camps to where it was position, you register by position, and you're on the field about 2 hours, and then you go. And those kids got a lot of work in, and it was weird, Larry. There was almost a little bit of desperation for kids, you know, because yeah. you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't be evaluated. You really, I mean, I haven't seen this much limbo. Obviously, this is, but I haven't seen this much limbo in the recruiting process in my lifetime in this business. Obviously, and I'm sure you're the same, because offers are going out, but they can't. The coaches can't evaluate the kids in person. The kids can't go be evaluated in person, and it just created so much inconsistencies. But what we're seeing now with the camps is, you know, the level of excitement is the same, a little less desperation, but the excitement's the same. We're back to doing one-on-ones now, but we still have it where we don't have 220 kids on the field at the same time.
Right.
We're having it by position. So OLDL start off a camp. They go through their drills, their teaching, and all that, and they go through their tests, their combine work, and then they go have some one-on-ones. And I actually like the structure of it, because there's not 200 kids on the field for 8 hours, and there's not 1,000 parents in the stands sitting there for 8 hours. Your kids get in, they're there a couple hours by position, and they get out, and you have the rest of the day. So I actually think it's worked well, but to your point, now that the dead period's about to be lifted, man, it's going to get crazy in June.
Yeah. Well, you know how college coaches are. Everybody hears, you know, rumors. So I guess those rumors are true that the NCAA is going to lift this come June 1st, which is kind of bad
Larry, let me stop you. But don't they have to? I mean, think about how long we've been in the business. Think about asking a college staff to essentially sign two classes of kids without evaluating them fully. And then the kids, I mean, how many kids did you know that signed with schools and never met with the coaches last year? I mean, you think the portal's active now, just wait a couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, because everything last year was more regional. If you look at the each school, whether it's where University
Correct.
Of Texas or Miami. Look at Miami. They had maybe their best recruiting class because they got 75% to 80% of South Florida kids, which they don't Right. usually get those stars. They got 2 5 stars, and they don't normally get that because of the fact that these kids had no option. They couldn't say, well, I'm going here. How do you know? You didn't get a chance to go there. And look at the class of 22. Jerry, you look at the class of 22. They missed out on spring last year to missing out on spring this year as far as exposure. And I get what you're saying. It's nice that they're going to be able to be seen this summer, but wouldn't you be able to get more out of a kid watching them live in a scrimmage game rather than just a 7-on-7?
Yeah, I you know me, I'm big on seeing kids in the football environment with the pads on. I think the 7-on-7s, the camps, it all serves a big – it serves a purpose, and I think it's an important purpose. But from an evaluation standpoint, there's nothing better than watching players on huddle than going out on Friday night or Thursday or whenever it is, spring football evaluation period, and checking the boxes, so to speak, like the college coaches do. There's nothing that will ever compare to that in our business, because you get to see how – one thing you don't see on huddle, how do kids respond to adversity. What happens when the chips are down and the kid's not in the camera where you can see him? Is he throwing his towel? Is he rolling his eye at his
100%.
Coach? Is the kid coachable? And those are the things that these college coaches have had to rely totally on the high school coaches and the people around a player, whether it be 7-on-7 coaches or not. But that's not a full evaluation.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing that Jimbo Fisher told me when he was back at LSU as an assistant coach, and he goes, Larry, everybody could pop in a film and see that, but what about the character that could tear this team apart in 2 seconds? And he's 100% right. Is a kid going off talking to somebody in the stands when he should be with his group? You know, as a quarterback hanging out when he should have the receivers next to him? 100%. I agree with you. That stuff is not being shown on any TV or anything or any tape at all. Jerry, what else is going on? What's coming up? Anything coming up as far as combines, camps, anything that we should know about?
Absolutely. The elite underclassmen camp in Orlando this weekend over at West Orange High School. And so we have our Under Armour camp circuit, which is the older kids, which is many of the top 2022s and 2023s. The elite underclassmen camps, which we're going to do 5, 6, 7 of those around the country now, those will be your 2023s and 2024s at those. And, you know, Larry, I don't have to tell you, in the state of Texas, the state of Florida, Atlanta, California, those camps are absolutely loaded at all levels. And you know, look, I'm from Texas. My friends, when I say this, they kind of get on me because of what the Friday night Texas high school football is. But Florida still, to me, is the most talented state in the country. The best camp I've ever seen on our Under Armour circuit was in Orlando a couple of years ago. So I still believe it's the most talented state. So when you have the Miami Under Armour camp with over 200 kids, it's loaded. When you go up to Orlando and have this elite underclassmen camp, it's absolutely loaded because there's so many kids in the state. And the Jacksonville kids have a tough time coming down to Miami, so they're going to be in Orlando.
So we'll try to get there. This Sunday, you said?
It is Sunday.
Good stuff. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate what you do, man. We'll hook up with you soon.
Appreciate you, Larry. Everything you do, man. Congrats.
Good stuff. You too. Jerry Hamilton, which wraps up. What a great 2 hours, Stephen. Thanks so much. Everything's up there. We'll be getting that stuff out tonight and tomorrow. We'll see you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.